So this stage now is for us to go UK, Australia, Europe, and then let's call it rest of the world, but we may still do the simple thing. And then in 2020, we do stage two, which is open 100 countries to the world. We can launch a complete exchange system in 1 week.
So when you say rest of the world versus 100 countries, I don't understand this yet.
Oh, this is just a general platform.
Oh, I see.
Temporary.
This is not a licensed platform. This is just says if we have people from Japan who invest in us, and we that's okay. Sorry. We have money coming from all over the world, and they don't come into these platforms.
So they
come
places like Africa would sit onto stage two.
Yeah.
Like
so our whole idea here is then we are going to launch license everywhere in the world, but we won't do it. So we already have eight people who have come to us and said, I want Brazil, I want Costa Rica, I want Vietnam, I want UAE. And they've already said they want to be the DAXI, they want to own the DAXI ecosystem in that country. And the whole idea is we're going to blast this out. And that's why, imagine 100 countries all launching one new opportunity every day.
There's going to be massive, massive competition about getting the franchise for a country.
I hope so.
Sure.
But we're going to move pretty bloody quickly in the whole idea with the headquarters in Singapore. So we're not doing that at the moment because we just need to. It's actually the slowest thing right now is the key people. So it's me and Tim and developers and Rafa and all that sort of stuff just going, hey, because you have to take the steps. But we're at a point now where we can start to accelerate everything. So, as you said, so we're going to expand to all these countries. So, coin, DAT coin, I want you to understand something. The price of the DAT coin is based on liquidity. So it's based on supply and demand. And so when we look at the DAT coin, what happens is this is me and Tim, and I have another friend of mine who's a very savvy investment banker, friend of mine, and we look at this and go, what should the price be? Okay? And what we do is based on our announcement, we turn around and say, what's happening in the crypto market? What's happening with currently in DAXI? What new things that we launch that would normally increase the value? And what do we think about the actual liquidity of this coin? Okay, and the coin is not liquid at the moment, so that's has to be a negative. And if it was listed, what do we think would have happened? Because you actually have to turn around and say, if people are buying today, like, should they buy at the same price as someone who bought 6 months ago? Absolutely not. If the market's growing, then the value, if it was a listed coin, they would have to pay a lot more money. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
And so that's how we look at the price. And so we decided in May that we were going to increase the price based on the business. We were going to increase it actually on the 22nd of June. We decided to delay that because of the delay of the AVX and all that sort of stuff. So we delayed it by 24 months. By 1 month. And what happened? What happened is the crypto market suddenly boomed.
Yeah.
And we didn't factor in the booming crypto market. And then suddenly also, then DAXI boomed as well. We had a big record month in June. And then July was more than 50% bigger than June. Okay. And so we have decided we're going to increase the price again. We're only in reality with the information. When you think about it, when you think that we're not just before our ecosystem was really Australia, 25 million. We've launched the UK, that's increased it by 200%. EU is 500 million. So effectively, we've increased the size of the market by 22 times. So based on the fact that we've got UK's up and Euro's up, the market's grown, We've got the AVX and also Officers Matter. So we're launching, opening two offices, obviously one in Sydney and one in Oxford. So we go, that really should mean we should increase it by 200%, but because we don't have the liquidity and things, so we'll only increase it by 50%. But what that means is that based on the growth, we will look at increasing the price again, given what we see, relatively soon after that. I'm not going to tell you when today, but the point is that we'll obviously launch it. And the other important thing to know is that we will put this coin publicly free-floating on exchanges when we think there is enough demand, so the business is big enough, and the second thing, when the story, when we can turn around and tell this story. This story is a $1 story. Okay? So instead of being worth 0.9 of a cent, this is a 100 cent story.
So you're saying you won't list it until it reaches one?
No, we won't list it until I can tell that with confidence, because when you list it, you must have 100% confidence that you get a whole lot of new buying.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not people who own it, it's people who want to come in and go,
new people
and go, I want to buy it, I want to buy it, I want to buy it.
I think you say to
Yeah, and look, if the crypto market has broken through, if the Bitcoin has broken through 20,000, and then there's FOMO in the marketplace, and we have launched AVX, and we've got the British Venture Exchange, and we've got the market growing dramatically, the affiliate networks booming, that's a good time to launch the coin. And I want to launch it, frankly, as cheaply as possible. Okay? But
the small steps you're taking is a strong incentive for people to move quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what we find is that it makes it, because the market is not FOMO, it's a lot easier to talk to people about that coin when you're going, hey look, the price is gonna go up, and we know it's gonna go up after that one as well, and you know, people can make 50%. Mm-hmm. And like Squid has some really good, he spends his life talking to people, and here's some, I just heard his latest one where he turns around and goes, they put $10,000, so that's about £6,000. They put £6,000 in, at the moment they get 1.3 million coins. On the 11th of September, they get 850,000 coins. And at the end of October, they get 650,000 coins. Doesn't change the fact that it's going to be. Oh, and look, I can't talk about what price I expect, but, you know, these things go FOMO, okay? And they especially go FOMO if your story is strong, which our story is fantastic, and especially go strong if you're good at marketing.
Yeah.
And we'll have a whole marketing force driving the price of our coin. And that's what will be unusual about us compared to the other coin. So I wouldn't be surprised if the coin shoots to 30 or 40 cents.
And you mentioned you.
I don't think you just heard what I said.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, but do you know why? Because that's what happened last time. That's what happened last time. Any shit coin with any sort of story, things. And hey, don't ever forget, we have a whole crowd of Chinese and Vietnamese and all that sort of stuff who are my old friends. We're sitting around. There are some Vietnamese and Chinese who were initial investors in Daxi, who are just waiting for us to list. They hassle me all the time because they want to list, because they want to ramp it. Is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing? Do you feel guilty about the fact? People go, well, that doesn't sound legal. That doesn't sound right. It's like, hey, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you guys to win big time, yeah? And I want your friends to as well. I want my family. Hey, don't ever think. And don't forget, this this thing is designed so my financial rewards from this come on coins, not ownership. 70% of the value, the profits of the company, the main company owns the coins, gets paid to the coin.
And the reason for that
is to make sure that my alignment, I'm aligned, my wealth and value is aligned to the coin holders and not the owners of the company.
Good. Can I just ask you quickly on Europe? You said that you